Hey, this is Nicole, founder of 1212 Ministries. I would love to personally invite you to our next Refine conference on Friday, April 26th at 7 p.m. in McKinney, Texas. We understand how difficult this season of infertility, miscarriage, pregnancy loss, and childlessness can be. Would you join us for a night of fellowship, amazing worship, and an encouraging word? You do not have to go through this season alone. Tickets are currently available at the early bird discounted rate, but they do go up right after Easter. So get your tickets now. There's a special podcast promo in the show notes for you to get registered today, and we will see you at Refined.
You were made for more and created for such a time as this. Whether you are a mother or not, who you are and whose you are is completely wrapped up in God and not the positions or possessions of this world. Welcome to the Purpose Beyond Motherhood podcast. I'm Nicole, serial entrepreneur, dream catcher, and founder of 1212 Ministries.
Hey, and I'm Holly. I'm a mom and a wife and a woman that wants to walk alongside other women struggling through infertility and finding their identity as a mom. God is calling out to your purpose beyond motherhood, and we're holding the microphone so that you can hear it loud and clear. You are here for purpose and on purpose. Together, we can make a difference when we show up and view our puzzle pieces through the lens of Christ.
Oh. Hey, friends, welcome to another episode of the Purpose Beyond Motherhood podcast. My name is Nicole, and I'm here with my homegirl and co-host,
Holly Perkowski. That was just for you. Hello. I'm so happy to be here with you.
I know. I love that setup. Like, I had to do it like that because I knew that you would come in and say, Holly Perkowski.
Something silly like that. You were right. You were not wrong. You had it on point. For sure.
Yes, you're my fave. Okay, same you guys, though. It is National Infertility Awareness Week. And so yes. Holly and I, we just wanted to do a quick little episode and a live episode of just like, hey, let's talk about it. Let's have some challenging conversations. Let's have some real conversations. And just how can we bring awareness and bring light to just the infertility community and space?
Yes. So good. Yeah. This week, I've been seeing things kind of trickle in on Instagram and just different women that I know that I didn't even know walked through infertility.
Yeah.
But just seeing that encouragement be poured out onto like social media from all different sides, I think is so impactful and inspirational. So we were going to talk about ways to come alongside your spouse, like the husband coming alongside the wife. I don't know, Nicole, you jump in wherever you feel.
Yeah, no, I think that's good too. And I think it can also be, you know, we can apply it to friends maybe too.
Yes.
You know, like if you have a friend that Amen. You're just like, oh my goodness, they're walking through this tough thing and maybe you haven't walked through it and you just don't know how to talk to them, maybe so relate to them or share things with them. And so, you know, we just wanted to have that conversation because it is such a hard conversation,
yes.
you know, to have. So how do we do that, Holly? Oh, how gosh. On earth do we do that?
Well, you know, I do think it's different for every woman and every yeah. personality type, and every mm-hmm. marriage is obviously different. But I'm type B, my husband's more type A. So he applied more of the scriptural backing and like the logical thinking with it. So yeah. he would pull out the scripture. And the scripture, he would pull out the Bible and like all the women in the Bible that walked through it and their yes. story, which really helped me because I was kind of like, for some reason, I think I would feel like I was the only girl in the world going through it mm-hmm. sometimes, which is so what the enemy wants you to think. A,
yes, yeah.
B, it's just like a more selfish mindset that I have worked through, but him just reminding me that infertility is not new to God. Like it's not a mind blowing, like, new thing. It's been around forever. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's not, I know it's not his heart for his girls, but, just seeing those stories of redemption in the Bible and reflecting yeah. on them. And when I was having a bad day, John literally made like a Word document and was like, here's all these women that cool. went through this and like walked through it victoriously, but doesn't make it any easier. But that was like one of the main ways he really helped me mm-hmm. for sure.
Is just to share like biblical truth. I love that. I think that's really good, just to bring it back to what does God's word say about this specific thing?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I specifically remember one time I was like crying, and this sounds really dramatic, but I was crying and laying in the floor of our nursery because I had like two people tell me they were pregnant on the same day. And it was like their second pregnancy or something. It got to me that day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like laying in the floor, and he was like, "You have to get off the ground." I was like, "Okay." But he like kindly was just like, "I will help you, but like you can't sit here. Like that doesn't do anything mm-hmm. positive." So that was probably the number one way. Just the stories of women like Sarah, and now their names are leaving my head, like Samson's mother, even people whose like names
we
didn't even know in scripture, but that walked through it. And think about their time period. Like,
right. I know.
I think they would put you like in a tent somewhere, like out in a field. I don't know. I think they like the thinking of it though was more like you go like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. So just now all of the resources and all of the truth we have to like back what God really says about us through this journey, I think is a game changer.
Yes. Yeah. I definitely want to talk about though our Hope Bible study for 12-12, because that's such a great resource, because you talked about the ladies in the Bible. In our Bible study, you guys, it talks through all of those ladies. So like Hannah, Rebecca, so cool. Sarah, even the Shunammite woman. It's just like, it's so good. So you guys have to grab that Bible study. We're actually going to do Bible study. Hey,
woohoo!
I totally forgot about this in May. I can't remember the date, you guys, but we are going to go like live through this Bible study, because I know we all need some hope, man.
Yes, I do. I would love to do that. That would What's really cool too is I feel like you and I kind of bonded on that, because that was something the Lord put on my heart, and you were like, "Actually, I already made it." And I was like, "Well, of course you did. She already did it. It was done and like packaged and pretty." But I love that. And then the second thing that just really impressed upon my heart with like how to walk alongside someone, was being a sounding board, but also giving them the freedom and the authority to like not attend like a baby shower if it's going to put you in a funky spot, or I don't know, you don't have to say yes to that stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's okay for you to be like, it's not good for me right now. Like, it's not the best choice for me to make for myself. That was something that I figured out later in the game, or I would tell my like the friend and be like, "I love you. I just can't today." And their response was actually really healing. And like, I'm so like, I appreciate, I like celebrated from afar, sent a gift. Most of the time I would end up going still, but, sometimes I didn't.
Yeah. But still to verbalize that. So, so I just want to unpack really quick. So, but the sounding board, you mean like you need to make space for your person, your spouse, your friend to be able to come to you and be honest and to share like, "Hey, today is not, it's not a good day." Or, you know, "I can't do that," but just making space and room for that person to be open and honest with you and not judgmental, or just like, "Hey, you're my friend. You're supposed to understand this," you know, or, "Hey, you're my husband. You're supposed to understand what I'm feeling." And, you know, that's not always the case, but just, you know, again, making room, making space for your person.
Yes. And I think, I mean, in my mind, while you're talking, I'm thinking about, I just think that like disarms the enemy. Mm-hmm. In our minds, because it's breaking down the lie of like, okay, your friend has a baby, you're trying to have, like, I think it just totally dissolves those barriers and makes it like an even playing field of like, just that love and that support, even with your, like, and even with your husband, I think it can be really freeing.
Yeah.
Like whatever he's going through that he might not know how to verbalize, but you being vulnerable can really break down those walls.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Really,
and I love
good.
That. Yes.
Me too. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I know you have another point. I know you do, Holly.
I mean, I was kind of like, "Lord, what do you want me to say?" I think, so we were married about eight or nine years before we had Kenny. And I think I just thought marriage would be, I thought like having babies and all that would be like swift and easy. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, not in a mean way, but I feel like the Lord just reminded me that it takes work. You've got to plow that field to see the harvest.
Yes.
And just to remind those marriages that have been in it a while, or that have just kind of struggled through the waiting, that the Lord has equipped you and your husband to walk through it, and that each of your skill sets will be a strength at a different time to navigate it.
Yeah.
Like you're in it as a team. You're not by yourself. Just because you're the one laying on the table really awkwardly doesn't mean that you're alone. Like your spouse is in it with you. So I think that just that reminder of you're not alone. You can do this, but I know it's hard sometimes too.
Yeah. And I love that you said that, because even just on the opposite side of that, I think, you know, not necessarily just the husband being like, hey, I'm walking with this too, but even just allowing your husband to walk alongside you in that, instead of just being like, I'm going through this, this is me, you know, and just being like, hey, we are going through this, and just allowing him to walk alongside you, you know, during the journey, the good, the bad, those hard days.
Yes. And I think too, there are some really healing moments where John would speak things. I might cry when I talk about this. I'm going to try not to. But I remember him being like baby or no baby, I picked you. Like that was not the foundational piece of like the why, but just that healing, those healing words of like, regardless of what this looks like I chose you.
Yeah.
I didn't, you know, and it's, I think that made us a lot stronger to weather the storms of all of the things, but just to hear that and to, because the enemy will say all sorts of stuff when you're going through it, like, he will
try it. Yeah.
Yeah.
He will, for real, try it.
Crafty little stinker, that guy. But just that reminder of like, your spouse chose you not based on the status of your uterus. He chose you because he loved you.
Yeah.
And like, none of all of that is just a bonus or an extra. But yeah, that reminder to me was, I don't know who needed to hear that, but somebody did.
I'm with it. That was good. Thanks, friend.
Thank you.
I know. And I think we touched on this too, but you know, I think for both sides, like, you know, person walking through infertility or their support system of still just like speaking up, you know, speak up and ask for what you need.
Absolutely. Yeah. Even just in like, in friendships, in your doctor's appointments, in your marriage, like, don't stuff that stuff down, because I think it just makes it way more painful and way more isolating. But you got to tell your people, and you know the friends that you can tell the details to, and they'll have good sound advice. And then you know the ones that like can't handle it. So just finding those like safe, true, like really strong, firmly planted believing friends to walk with you through this.
Yes, I know. Infertility is so hard.
It's so hard.
It can be a really, really lonely space, you know, but just again, I think the biggest reminder, you know, again, for us is just like, hey, you are not alone.
Yes.
You know, don't Amen. Do this alone. Don't walk this path alone. You know, there is a community. There are communities out there that can support you through this journey. And it is a journey for sure, you know, and instead of really thinking about, hey, it's about the outcome, you know, just like, hey, what is the Lord doing in and through me? And that's hard. That's like, that's everyday hard. You know, I know that I said that really easy, but it's hard to live out.
Oh my goodness.
You know, it's just so hard to live out. But then, you know, again, just remembering you are not alone, and don't do this alone.
Amen. Yeah. I think I blocked out like the really hard parts of our story, but then I think the Lord will like remind me of something, or like something someone said, or even just like the text message to the friend that's going through it of like, I don't know where you're at in treatment. I don't know where you're at, like in your cycle, just that like touch point of like, I'm praying for you and I love you.
Yeah.
I haven't walked where you're walking, but I'm here. I think that is such a valuable piece to really walking through anything difficult, but especially this.
Yes.
So yeah, send the text,
send it,
send the encouragement, do it. You'll regret it if you don't.
Just do it. Holly, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really good. I know that encouraged someone, because it encouraged me. So
that makes me happy. Thank you.
That encouraged me. So you guys, thank you just for tuning in. Holly and I, we just have one quick announcement about the podcast really fast.
Yes.
Is that we're taking a little break. Okay. Just like a teeny little break in the podcast, just for us to kind of like regroup. We're going to revamp. We're going to just like come back so amazing. We've got some recordings lined up. And so starting in June, we're going to have brand new episodes of the podcast. And so you're going to be hearing more from Holly, more from both of us, you know, because we love having these conversations. And just, hey, in the meantime, go check out 1212 Ministries, you know, go grab some community there, join the T12 collective, visit us at Refined, join the Bible study, you know, during our podcast downtime. And then in June, boom, watch out. We've got brand new episodes for you.
That's right. Coming back, coming in hot.
Yes. You guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Purpose Beyond Motherhood podcast. And we will see you in June.
Yes. Can't wait.
Hearing someone say, "I wish 1212 Ministries was around when I was dealing with this," makes me both sad and hopeful. But God has called 1212 Ministries into the spotlight for such a time as this. He is doing a major work, and I am so proud to be a part of it. Serving and honoring the women in our community who walk into our small group with tears, fear, and brokenness often leave with smiles, community, and hope. And for that, I'm eternally grateful. I am so grateful that God has called me to be a part of such an incredible ministry.
Impact stories like this one are only made possible by donors like you. To donate to 1212 Ministries, text the word 12 to 345-345. Thanks so much for partnering with us.